Hey, wake up. Come on. I brought gifts and treasure for you, you pretty thing. Come on. I know you can hear me. I want to see those lovely lashes flutter open. Don't play coy with me. We'll have time for that later. Ah, there we go. I see you. Morning, sleepy. How's my favorite hostage doing? You sleep good in that feather bed I got you? There you are. Wakey, wakey. I want you to see all the treasures I brought you. My gang's been working hard robbing folks for you. Yeah, that's a big pile. Only the best for you, baby. Of course. I need to spoil you so you don't miss that cushy old life of yours and run away. I mean, you could try, but you wouldn't really get away. But I'd have to chase you through the woods and... That sounds kind of fun, actually. Huh? What's that gift? It's a drawing I made of you. See? That's you, and you're wearing that fur cloak I stole for you. I've been trying to rob people who are your size. It's like shopping. Yeah, I said I'd draw you if I was an artist. It's a stick figure? Aw, give me a break. You can tell it's supposed to be you. The gold dots are your jewelry, and you have a big smile even though your hands are tied together. Yeah, and that's me beside you, with the sword and all the hearts above my head. It's cute. Good. You can keep it in your room. If you behave this month, I might even take the lock off your door. Aw, look at you, combing through all the treasure I got you. You're a greedy thing, aren't you? Just like me, we're well suited. You found them. A couple books for children. I don't rob kids, so I've never taken any like this, with all the big letters and pictures. But my gang found a book merchant on the road. We took all the kid ones and sent him on his merry. Turns out he was pretty happy we didn't kill him. Yeah, baby, I'm all benevolent and stuff. Having a pretty thing like you around is making me soft. But I don't mind. A reading lesson? Right now? Well, yeah, you taught me the letters and their sounds, but there was only 26 of those. How many words are there? There must be at least 1,000. That's a lot for a gal like me. Aw, you putting wind in my sails, sweetie? Thanks for that. Before you, I was just signing my name with a picture of a sword. But now I'm all official. I can print my name, 'cause I know the letters. You want me to try? Okay. But you're still my hostage, even if I'm not good at it. You can't think less of me, because I have you under lock and key. Alright? Alright. You pick out a book. Hey, you picked the red one. I liked that one. It has a fox on the cover. You picked it because it's full of pangrams? What is that? It sounds like a warlock spell. Wait. Are warlocks smuggling their spellbooks like this? That's brilliant for those types. Oh yeah. Normally they don't do jack. Their demons are the brains of the operation, you know? Nah, I never been hit up by a demon. It's not my style. I ain't got no magic. I bet that noble family of yours never let you out. But if they did, a demon would totally trade you for those good looks. Yeah, baby. You know stuff and I know stuff. That's why you're so good for me. Ah, okay. I'll quit trying to distract you and I'll do some learning. So a pangram isn't a spell? It's a sentence? A special one? What makes it special? You'll tell me after I read it. Alright, teach. But first, I gotta get real close so I can read the page. Yeah, I'll follow along on your finger. I'll just whisper the words in your ear, 'cause I'm a little embarrassed. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog. Hey. That one was easy, because they got a picture of it. No wonder you told me to get the kids' books. They're onto something with that. So what was special about it? What's a pangram? That sentence had one of every letter in it. Hey, it did. All 26 of them. Even the Z. Yeah, it's my favorite letter. It looks dangerous and it's rare. What's your favorite? You telling me you do all that book learning and you don't got a favorite letter? You better pick one. So that's a pangram. You're so smart, baby. Those noble folks of yours didn't value that big brain you got. I bet they just thought you were a looker. Not me, though. Yeah, you're my favorite hostage for all kinds of reasons. Hey, do I get a kiss for that and, reading a sentence? Thanks. This is fun. I want to do another one. I'll get real good and read you bedtime stories. You'd like that, eh? Yeah. I can make the characters have all kinds of voices for you. Am I cracking you up? Come on, I want to hear you read one so I can learn. Yeah, what's, that one? It looks hard, but it's got a picture of a gemstone, so I want to know what it says. I like the way your mouth moves when you talk. You got a real pretty voice, you know that. Yeah, read it again for me. Sphinx of Black Quartz, judge my vow. Are you sure this ain't a spell book for kids? Wait, I'm a scholar now. I want to count. That's 29 letters. Huh. The whole alphabet. Baby, you're a doll. I'm so impressed. What else you got locked away in that brain, huh? I want to crack open your skull and lick it. You laughing at me? Maybe I'm not joking. Okay. I'll do one more, and then I want to show you your last gift. The. I know that one now. The. Five. Boxing. Wizards. Jump. Quickly. I know those two too. The five boxing wizards jump quickly. Huh. You know, cutie, I've been to a wizard boxing match. No, I'm not pulling your leg. They owed my buddy money, so he threw him in a ring and said no magic, just knuckles. How was it? It was brutal. I didn't know they'd get so into it. I think they had beef. My dad always said old dudes got beef on account of them living so long. Lots of people won't do you dirty by the time you get gray. You want to go to the next match? Yeah, I can take you to the next one if you're good. You can place the bets for us. I got a feeling you're lucky. Are you blushing? You're just so cute, I can hardly stand it. I can't believe you're all mine. You ready for your last gift? I'm done book learning for now. It's hard being a scholar. Besides, I want to impress you. Why? Because you're not going to run away from someone impressive. You're stuck with me forever. It's the least I can do. Of course I'm still trying to woo you. Actually, I'm never going to stop trying. Isn't that what you rich types like? All the courtship forever? That's what I thought. Here, your last gift. For now. It's a tarot deck. These got trendy with the nobles for a second. You ever mess with them? It's okay. I'm good at this kind of reading. Here. Take the deck in your hands and shuffle them. Real slow. Perfect. Just like that. Now close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. Hold it. And a long, slow exhale out. Yeah, just like when we first met. You were such a lovely treasure, all tied up, sleeping on my gold coins. Take another breath in, hold it, and take a long, slow breath out. Good. Feel the weight of every muscle, every bone. Then cut the deck. Good job, sweetheart. Hand it over. Let's see what you got. Are you curious? Do you feel the anticipation? Tarot cards are like opening a treasure chest. You want to know what you got, even if it's bad. You got the Death card. Would you look at that? She's got a white horse, like the necromancers say. Hey. Don't be scared. Shh. You're not gonna die. This card isn't like that. I'll tell you all about it, all right? It's a good one. It's a good one. It's, fruitful. Yeah. You just relax. You're my spoiled little hostage. I don't want you stressing out. Nothing's gonna happen to you. Not on my watch. Just lay back, close your eyes, and I'll tell you all about this card. Death is ruled by Scorpio. Which is fitting, because I'm a Scorpio, and I rule over you. We're known for being, kind of intense. But it's okay. Death isn't evil like everyone thinks. It's natural. And it don't care how old you are, or how many people you robbed. So what does the card mean? You're gonna love this. Death is all about transformation. Of yourself or a problem. And if you can't do that, you gotta let it go. I know you're smart, so I'm not gonna talk about how fitting that is for your situation. With the locked door and no hope of escape. I see you smirking. Keep listening. It can represent sudden change. A part of your life is ending, so you can make room for the good stuff. Yeah, you got it, sweetheart. Out with the old and in with the new. Time to accept your situation. Haven't you heard? When you resist change, you just hurt yourself. A sunset looks a lot like a sunrise, eh? Yeah, like a harvest. It's the end of a season, and I'm your new beginning. Perfect. My treasure. Kiss me. You feel better? I'll put the scary card away. You close your eyes and I'll come back with dinner. Okay? Sleep good, beautiful.